Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our topic today that we want to discuss is John Kirwan's comments. Okay.
Yes.
So it centers around the fact that John Kirwan, Sir John Kirwan, wants to get Super Rugby to change its rules. Okay. Now, I'm a fan of this. Can I just go out there and say this? I'm a big fan of this. Of changing the rules to make the game a better spectacle, okay? Get more fans engaged, speed things up, and improve the game overall. So I'm starting from that point of view.
Yep.
What would your starting point be?
I like the points that he's put down. I don't necessarily like all of them.
Okay.
But I like the majority of them.
Yeah.
And I think it would speed up the game. But I also think it would be more exciting.
100%.
And when we go through, we can discuss it more. Yeah. So let's do that, shall we?
Shall we start that? Now, what I would say is, the reason why I'm a fan is because of paddle tennis. Okay? All right?
Hey, did you know that I've won a competition?
Oh, was this before you won the world? I won the world championships. Yeah.
No, not paddle tennis.
Okay, go on. What have you won?
Paddle. You've seen my name on the board, haven't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. I know that. That was ages ago.
Yeah.
Are you just bringing it up to show off, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Bringing it up to show off.
Why wouldn't I?
Okay,
nothing
so
else.
The only one I don't get is One Nation, One Vote, and I think that goes to the fact that at the moment, if you're one of the big wigs, New Zealand, England, whatever, whenever there's a World Rugby vote, your vote's worth two, whereas some other countries only get one vote. But anyway, we'll brush over that. Set pieces, 1 minute max.
Well, we're talking about set piece. We're talking about the scrum, really, aren't we?
And the line out.
Yeah, but the line out never takes more than a minute.
Correct. You're right.
The line outs are pretty quick nowadays. Every now and then, there's a team that shuffles in. Referee just has to shuffle them out. It takes 2 seconds. But it's the scrum. It's the repetitiveness of the collapsing and the resetting and all that sort of faff.
Now, what I like about this idea is it's very doable. So when there's a reset scrum, okay, what happens is all the players stand back up. The second row stand back up. The back row stand back up. They all rebind. They all grab each other's shirts and bits and pieces, and it takes forever. They shouldn't have to. You know, they're already there. They're already down. They need to get going. The only question mark to this is what happens, who gets the ball if they don't do it in a minute?
That's why I don't think you can do 1 minute, because if the opposition get the ball, they will
prolong
the game. They'll slow it down. Okay. So I don't think that's a very good point for me.
No, I do think we need to speed up.
I like the idea.
But I don't
of it,
think we can.
But I don't I love think the idea. I don't think it's doable.
Yeah, I agree. Now, the next one is really interesting.
Next one's very good. I like it.
Three consecutive penalties, you concede 1 point.
I think it should be more points.
Do you?
Yeah. I think maybe if it's five consecutive penalties, you get 3 points. So it's like a penalty kick.
Yeah, okay.
Or four or something like that. I think 1 point is a bit irrelevant. I think you should make it worthwhile, a worthwhile punishment.
Well, I think 1 point is a worthwhile punishment if you have three consecutive penalties, because we see that, you know, when teams get down into the 22, 5 metres out from the line, they give away a penalty, they give away a penalty, they give away a penalty. I think if it's five penalties, yeah, that's quite hard to get five consecutive penalties.
Okay, so let me get this right. So when you get that one penalty or that 1 point, it could be a 4 point kick, really, isn't it? So you get that 1 point, and then on that third penalty, you get that 1 point, and you also get a kick at goal, or you get a kick to the corner.
Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Does that make sense?
Because if it's a penalty, they could kick it at goal as well. So they get the 4 points. Yeah.
So they get 4 points rather than just the one.
Now, where I'm going to go with this one is, I like this idea because if this was brought into Super Rugby, it would only improve their international performance. Okay, this wouldn't penalise
them. Correct.
Oh, by having this different rule. This is a good different rule to have. Because it's going to make them
good discipline.
Better. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is no mark. Catcher has to move 2 metres before being tackled.
So it's just like being a mark. It's just like a mark, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. It is, but that's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say we don't need the mark. The players has to move 2 metres before they get tackled, which means then rather than stopping the game and him kicking the ball out, you're just saying, okay, well, you're taking the kick. If you want to kick it downfield, then do that. If you want to run, then just run. But
yeah,
you can't.
But I think there'll be a bit of a faff with being contested. And then I just think they need to keep the mark. I think there'll be too much of a faff. Whereas people are contesting for the ball, it's like, well, I've caught it, but yet we've contested and somehow I've been tackled in the process, and then it's a penalty or it's a free kick or I just think the mark needs to stay.
I'm happy with that. And no TMO unless asked by the referee. I'm gonna go further than that. And I'm going to say no TMO unless the players ask for it to be referred. And then the next point is they only have two captains' referrals per game.
Do we like the two, or does it need to be three?
I think two per half.
Oh, okay.
But you can't like carry them over from one half to another half. You can't save up four.
If I get a review correct, do I keep two?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So I'm going to say, we've said it before, haven't we, that the referee makes all the decisions.
Yep.
And if the players feel like it's wrong, they can review it to the third official.
Yep.
And if I think it's not conclusive, should they keep the review or not? No, I agree.
Because that's
not
the wrong
conclusive,
call.
Then it's wrong. Call. They shouldn't have gone upstairs. Yeah.
Correct.
Use it, call once the mall must be played immediately. So basically, trying to say that at the moment, it's 5 seconds.
It. Yeah. Is it 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't. I think it then becomes a reaction thing, doesn't it?
I think it's a good thing. Okay. I do get what you're saying, because if the referee says use it, then all of their players know the ball is going to be used. But the reason why I think it's a good idea is because, again, if this was put into the Super Rugby, it would speed up the game.
Yeah.
and decision-making by players. So you get to the international game and your scrum half and fly half would be so used to making quick decisions that it would be to our benefit.
Okay.
The next one is no red cards. Everything is on report.
I like the red card is 20 minutes off, but then someone can come back on. I think there needs to be some discipline in the sense of someone needs to be, you know, held accountable.
I agree with that, but he goes on to say yellow card equals points deduction. So rather than penalising the players, the team, through a lack of a player, you penalise them through points. So you're still incentivised not to have foul play because you have points deducted. Reds would not be reds in the game. It would go on report, so you wouldn't have that issue there. Most of the time you'd have 15 players on the pitch, but if someone did get a yellow card, they go off for 10 minutes and you lose points.
I'm going to go one step further, like you did earlier, with the red card.
Shoot them.
Put them up all and shoot. I think red card needs to be at least one game sanction. Because if you're excluded from a game and then you're able to play the next week.
Yes, I got you. I've got you.
You know, but I think it needs to be one or two games. Nah, you can't play. Depending on how bad it is, obviously.
I like that. That's a good idea, yeah. The last two, injured players can return within 7 minutes. I don't think there's an issue with this anyway.
No.
Don't see the issue. They can return anyway. They showed that in the World Cup. If there's a difference between a tactical substitution and a non-tactical substitution, and Bongi could have in theory come on back on.
Yes, that's right.
So there's already things in there. 1 point drop goals.
Nah, I think it needs to stay 3.
I like the drop goal.
Yeah.
I like the drop goal. I mean, we do worry that it's just going to become like a massive thing, but until it does, I think it's good tactical.
It's not part of the game. Becoming a massive thing, you know, like you say, it's part of the game.
If you're
good enough to kick it, do it.
I just think I'll do anything that speeds the game up, anything that makes it more interesting, as long as it doesn't impact the international game. Because what you don't want to do is have all these rules and then our players from New Zealand, Australia, Fiji, Moana Pacifica, go and play international rugby and they're like, well, you know, what we're doing? We don't know.
Yeah.
We've got all these different rules. Things like, as you say, the mark. That's a big one, isn't it? Because if the world rugby doesn't bring that on, then, you know, it'll be so different for the players.
Correct.
I think they could go further on a lot of things. I think you could add in extra referees. So you might have, like they do in rugby league, where you have a referee doing each half.
Yeah.
Which then means that you got more eyes in around the goal line, things like that. You know, you got a referee in the goal line doing, you know, these tries and stuff, especially if the players or the referee had to make the decision. But interesting. Very rarely does John Kerwin come out with good information, but I think he has. I think he has. Mate, but anyway, that's the show, the extra.
Yeah.
So if you're enjoying this, please consider sharing, like, and subscribing, or maybe even going Patreon to support
Link is
Keep
below.
The Lights On.
Oof.
Mate, as always, an absolute pleasure to do the show with you. Catch you next week.
See you later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.